cause I'm feeling kinda taller than you
lately.
I'm feeling kinda stronger than you
lately.
I'm feeling kinda better than you,
and I know just what
matters. I'm a soldier now in this world. I stand alone, I can't be strong. I walk the miles, I made it home. It's good to know without you I made it. Soldier girl in my world, I took the fall, now I stand tall.
Hey, welcome back to Ask the Chief Radio Show here at WDRB Media. I am your host, Trinity Sunshine. There's a lot going on, folks. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of crazy energy in the air. There's a lot of emotion going on right now. And, you know, trying to stay away from the news and just war talk and people being called up to serve in something that seems senseless. So I'm not going to do a lot of talking this week. I don't really have a lot to say that is going to be uplifting to my own spirit at the moment if I talk about the happenings in the world. But as always, I want to share, and I do my best to share things that are uplifting. And so I'm going to start today's show with the lyrics. I'm going to tell you, cite the lyrics from this song by Steve Furtick, who is my Elevation Church pastor here, Charlotte, North Carolina. Shout out to the University City campus. And this is called I Will Fight. I think this came out around 2014, but it just really is something that I wanted to share and send out to my veteran brothers and sisters who are just hoping and praying. They don't know if they're going or staying. They're just hoping and praying, and I'm hoping and praying for you. I lift you up in prayer and just pray that God is putting a hedge of support and protection around all of our military families at this time. But this is Pastor Stephen is talking about his Christian life. He's been ministering since he's 16 years old. I think he turned 45 this year. So, but this is just something that's very powerful, and I wanted to take an opportunity on the show to share it. And it starts like this. It says, the Christian life is not a playground. It's a battleground. So today, I will give no place to fear or failure. I will not accept a trace of apathy in my attitude or my actions. I will reject complacency and embrace the greatness that God has placed inside of me. I will waste no opportunity to glorify God and maximize everything that He has entrusted to me. I will fight. My battle is not against flesh and blood, but against the spiritual enemy who opposes me. So I will draw the battle lines and face my enemy with a bold determination. My enemy fights against me because he fears me. Every time I resist him, he must flee. And every time he reminds me of my past, I will remind him of his future. I will make no excuses, but through every obstacle, I will find a way. I will not procrastinate my progress. I will not defer my destiny. I will not waver when I am weak. I will not cower when my circumstances take a turn for the worse, because great is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I will fight. Even if I lose the battle, I will win the war, because I am more than a conqueror through him who loves me. I will reject the lies that echo in my mind, telling me that I don't have what it takes, that my best is behind me, or that humiliation awaits me. The devil is a liar, and my God always causes me to triumph. Through Jesus Christ, my Lord, I will fight. I am unashamed to represent a kingdom that is unshakable. No one will be able to stand against God's plan for me. All the days of my life, with my God, I will advance against every troop. With his help, I will scale every wall. Though my enemies surround me, my God surrounds my enemies. Though they may come at me one way, they will flee seven ways. Because no weapon formed against me will prosper, and every evil thing that arises against me, I will condemn. I will fight. My heart is steadfast. My purpose is immovable. I am always abounding in the work of the Lord, and my potential is unlimited. Because the limitless God lives within me, I will fight. The cross is before me. The world is behind me. I will never turn back. I will never give up. I will never settle. I will never stop short. I will press toward the mark for the prize that is already mine. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, neither height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation shall be able to separate me from my God. And if my God is for me, who can be against me? I will fight.
Keep on pushing. Keep on pushing. I've got to keep on pushing. I can't stop now. Move up a little higher. Some way or somehow. 'Cause I've got my strength, and it don't make sense not to keep on pushing. Now maybe someday I'll reach that higher goal. I know I can make it with just a little bit of soul. 'Cause I've got my strength, and it don't make sense not to keep on pushing. Now look a look, look a look, a look a yonder. Oh, what's that I see? A great big stone wall stands there ahead of me. But I've got my pride.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, my people. We got to keep on pushing. We got to keep on pushing. And to my sister soldiers out there, to my ladies in uniform, you are God's chosen. You are God's girl. Don't ever forget that. Don't ever forget that. You are not random, forgotten, or overlooked. Heaven knows your name. God has you covered. He has covered you, has protected you, and carried you through things that were designed to break you. You are chosen, set apart, and deeply loved. And when people mishandle you, God will restore you. He has every time. When life knocks you down, God lifts you up. And when your heart feels heavy, God holds it. Walk with confidence. Walk with grace. Walk like the daughter of the King, because that's exactly who you are. So enjoy a little 3 minutes of Ceasefire right here by Christian Scott. And I'm going to continue to play music after that, because that's just kind of what's going on right now. There's not a lot more to say. We are in a sit and see right now. Enjoy this moment of ceasefire as we keep on with the music for today's show.
Ask the Chief Radio Show, amplified by WDRB Media. Strong, unfiltered, and unstoppable. This is Ask the Chief Radio Show, powered by WDRB Media, where women veterans rise, speak, and lead with unapologetic truth. This partnership amplifies our voices, expands our reach, and fuels our movement that cannot be silenced. Ask the Chief Radio Show, strong, unfiltered, unstoppable. Thank you, WDRB.
Just too good to be true. There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying.
Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all.
We can't go on pretending day by day that someone somewhere will soon make a change.
We are all a part of God's great big family.
And the truth, you know, love is all we need.
We are the world. We are the children. We are the ones who make a brighter day. So let's start giving.
It's true, we make a better day, just you and me.
Well, send them your heart, so they know that someone cares, and their lives will be stronger and free.
As God has shown us, by turning stone to bread.
And so we all must lend a helping hand.
We are.